It's always such a privilege to be able to preach the gospel and to be able to be asked to speak in this capacity.
我常常就是说，这是我非常大的荣幸， 能够跟大家分享神的话语， 能够在神的殿中敬拜。
I appreciate all that God has done for me, and I appreciate the ability to know God in His fullness.
我非常感谢神在我身上所成就的一切， 我也觉得是非常感谢神能够让我来认识他。
Yes, it's true that we can never know God as long as we're on this earth, as well as we'll know Him in heaven, but we can know Him, and that is a wonderful privilege.
你知道吗？ 我们在地上 没有到天堂之前，我们永远不可能真正的了解神。但是呢，我们在地上能够认识他，这就是个极大的荣幸。One
of the cultural differences I've had to make coming from where I come from in Kentucky and going and ministering in Taiwan and among the Chinese here at home is a little difference in terminology.
你知道吗？我从小我是在肯塔基州长大。 然后我到台湾去宣教，我就意识到两种文化之间有一些差异，在一些术语上面有一些差异。You
see, where in my background as being taken to church as a very small baby and dedicated to the Lord and growing up in a very conservative church.
我从小很小，我一生下来就被带到教会，然后在教会里头又做婴儿奉献礼，又在教会里一直长大，所以我们的教会是非常保守的，在肯塔基的教会。
Some things that I just automatically ingrained in my way of thinking that I found to be somewhat different when I began to minister among the Chinese.
你知道，我从小长大，对我来讲自然而然的很多东西，我到台湾宣教的时候，我就感觉好像对于周围的中国人来讲，这个不大容易接受。
One question that we would never ask in Kentucky is that, do you believe in Jesus?
我们在肯塔基州的时候，没有人会问我这个问题：你相信耶稣吗？
We would ask, "Are you saved? Are you a Christian? Have you believed in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins?" We might ask.
我们问的问题是：你得到拯救了吗？你相信耶稣基督能够拯救你吗？你相信耶稣基督吗？这是我们问的问题。
But having to realize that some people in the world come from a far different background than I come from, where they didn't believe in Jesus, so it's very appropriate I've decided that we ask, do you believe in Jesus?
但是到台湾之后，我就认识到，这世界上很多人不像我一样，我成长在基督教的这个教会的环境里，很多地方的人根本不认识， 所以你要是问这个问题，你相信耶稣基督吗？ 这就是一个很合适的问题了。
But one of the pastors that I worked with in Taiwan, he used to pray often. He would pray, "Now, Lord, we have some folks that believe in Jesus with their mind, but now we need to get them to know Him in their hearts."
我在台湾的时候，有一位跟我同工的牧师，常常就这样祷告说：“主啊，我们中间有一些人已经在他们的头脑里相信有耶稣，但是他们的心还没有接受，就求你在他们的心里动工，让他们能够认识你。”
And I remember him asking the question, how is it that we can get folks to move not only here, but also to here as well in knowing Jesus?
我记得那时候我就在心里想，我怎么能让那些头脑之中相信耶稣的人，让他们的心里也相信呢？
So I've asked the question this morning, knowing about God or knowing God?
所以今天早上我问大家的问题就是，我们知道关于神的事儿呢，关于主的事儿还是知道神？
I had a conversation this past week with a friend of mine who asked me if I knew a certain person.
上个星期有一个朋友就问我说，你认不认识某一个人？
I said, I know I have heard his name and maybe I have seen him once or twice, but to say that I really know him, I don't know him.
我跟他回答说，这个人的名字我听说过几次，可能我也见过他一两次，但是你要说我了解他，我不了解他，所以我并不认识他。
And he went on to explain how well he knew him, and I got to know that man just a little bit better by conversing with my friend.
然后我的朋友就开始跟我讲，他非常了解这个人，他就跟我讲这是什么样的一个人。所以通过我跟朋友的对话，我对这个人的了解多了一点。
So yes, it's true, we need to believe in Jesus in our intellect and our mind, but we also need to know him in our emotions, in our heart.
的确是我们在理性上我们要认识耶稣，但是呢，在我们的情感上，我们的情绪上，我们也要去认识他。
I've also asked the question this morning, the purpose of the scripture. What is the purpose of the scripture?
今天早上我还想问大家一个问题，我们的圣经的目的是什么？
I believe that the scripture is given to us in part, not altogether, but in part, that we might know Jesus in a better way.
我个人相信这个圣经给我们的一个目的就是让我们能够更认识耶稣。
And I believe that that is a process that we go through as long as we're alive on this earth until we actually are taken home to heaven. It's going to be a continual learning process more about Jesus.
我相信我们了解认识耶稣基督这个过程应该是永远的会继续下去，不只是我们在地上的时候，在地上我们通过圣经来了解他，到了天堂以后我们更能够认识他，当面的去认识他。
At God's Bible School in Cincinnati, there was a lady that had been teaching the Bible in the Bible College for maybe 50 years.
在辛辛那提有一位女士在曾经在主日学里面教了超过50年的主日圣经。
One morning she came to class and she said, Class, I've learned something new from the scripture this morning. And her eyes were sparkling because she had learned something new about God.
有一天她来到主日学教室，她说，孩子们，我今天又学到了，在圣经上学到一些新东西。她非常激动，眼睛发亮，因为她很兴奋。
And if that dear sister, 80-some years old, had been teaching the Bible for 50 years, could learn something new, I'm sure there's a lot that I have to learn new about the Bible.
如果已经一位80多岁的教过圣经主日学教了50年的一个姐妹，能够在圣经里读到新的东西，我相信我也有很多的东西去学。
There was one of the early church fathers named St. Augustine about 400 years after Christ that made a statement.
就是圣奥古斯丁是早期教会的一位教父，他是在公元大概400年左右，在主后400年左右，他是有这样的。
He said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you."
圣奥古斯丁有一本著名的忏悔录，他在里边写，他说：“主啊，你把我们造成，你是为你自己来造我们，我们的心如果不能在你里面，就永远得不到安息。”
Have you ever stopped to consider that God has made you? Have I ever stopped to consider that God has made me for himself?
你有没有停下来想一想，包括我自己，我有没有停下来想一想，神造我们是为了他自己的缘故。
I know for sure that my heart was restless until I came to Jesus and he forgave me of my sins.
我自己是非常明确这一点，就是说我的心如果不在神里面是得不到安息的，直到我能神能够原谅我一切的罪，我才能够有安息。
And I found a rest in Jesus that I'd never known before.
我在神里面找到了这个我从来不知道的平安和安息。
Even though I was raised in a very conservative church, everything of the world appealed to me. I rejected the church, and I wanted to have pleasure of the world.
尽管我是在一个很保守的教会环境里从小长大，但是这个世界的一切都对我很有吸引力，所以我曾经有一段时间就拒绝教会，我想要得到这个世界的喜乐。
But without God in my life and me seeking to find my own way, I was like a square peg in a round hole.
但是如果没有神来引导我，我想要在世界里找到欢乐，就感觉像是想把一个圆，一个方形的塞子给塞到一个圆的孔里面去。
That's why I was restless, because things didn't fit right. You see, there was a hole in my heart that was in the shape of God, and I was longing for God, but I was trying to fill that hole with something else.
所以我心里头总是没有平安，因为我心里头有这个一个空洞，这个空洞是按着形象神的形象来的，我总想用世界别的东西把这个空洞填满，但总是做不到。
And St. Augustine had also said, inside of each of us is a God-shaped hole.
所以圣奥古斯丁也是这么说，在我们每个人的心里都有一个以神的形状来造的这么一个空洞。
A place inside of our hearts that only God can fill.
这样的一个空洞只有神才能够填满。
But he said in the next slide there, he says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, he says, But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever.
彼得后书三章十八节说，你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。阿们。
Is it possible to grow in grace today? Have you grown in grace already today?
我们今天还有可能在恩典上有长进吗？你今天有没有在恩典上有长进？
Did you get up early enough this morning to pray and to read your Bible?
那今天早上你有没有很早的起来就开始读经啊，这个祷告啊，有没有这样做？
It may be one of those things that we can't quantify every day, but if we live a life that's pleasing to God, we're constantly growing in grace.
也许不是我们每天都能够做到一大早起来就读经祷告，但是如果我们在读经祷告，在认识神上面有长进。这个事情是让神喜悦。
I was visiting in a home not so many years ago, and there was a doorway that in the kitchen, and on that kitchen was marks on the door of somebody had taken a pencil and drawn a mark here and a mark here and a mark here.
我记得我不久就是大概也不是很多年之前，我曾经去探访过一个家庭，进到他们家这个厨房前面那个走廊上。我看到那个上面墙上有画，用铅笔画的印子，一道一道一道一直往上。
The mother had put her son backed up against that doorway every year on his birthday, and she had drawn a mark to show him how much he had grown from the year previous.
那个妈妈每年到儿子生日那天，就把让儿子背靠在那个门框上，然后在那个就量量他的高度，然后画一道线，每年都这么量，你就看着这孩子一年年长高了。
So if God had put a mark here last year on this particular day, and again today he puts another mark as to where we are, would it be higher than it was last year?
对我们来讲，如果去年的今天神在我们头顶上画了这么一条线，那么今年我们再画一条线的话，我们这条线是在去年的之上还是之下？有没有成长呢？
Grow in knowledge. But every day, maybe we don't have an intellectual test, but if we're studying God's word, we're growing in knowledge day by day.
如果我们肯定我们对于神的认识不会有一个考试让我们去测验看是不是有长进，但是如果我们每天都花时间来学习神的话语，我们就会有长进。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, for rebuking." Correcting and training in righteousness.
提摩太后书三章十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
This is one of the scriptures that we base that very important doctrine upon, that the Bible is God's holy word. It's inspired by God, and what's included in the Bible is true and accurate, and we can depend upon it.
这句。经句我们大家都很熟悉，因为它是圣经中非常重要的一段经句，告诉我们我们的圣经是神所默示的，并不是就是世上的人随便所写的，是神的话语，神所默示来教训督责让我们归正的。
And in these turbulent times with all of the things that are going on around us both politically and otherwise, that we can always look back and rest in the fact that God's word is my anchor, I can hold to it.
我们周围的世界在政治上了，在经济上各方面不管是多么混乱，但是我们如果能够回到神的话语，我们在里面都可以找到平安。
And God's word is useful for us to help us in the purpose of the scripture because it's teaching us what we should know.
但是圣经对我们教导我们学义也是有益的，因为它告诉我们我们应该知道些什么。
And this week when I was preparing for this message, I began to look at those words where it says the scripture is God-breathed, useful for teaching and rebuking.
这个星期我在学圣经的时候，我就看到这句话，又让我重新来思考。他说圣经是与教训、督责、使人归正。
He also says correcting.
这里边讲到督责，就是要改正我们的错误。
And so I began to think about what's the difference in rebuking and correcting.
我就开始想这两个词的意思有什么区别呢？他说的是教训和督责，那教训和督责有什么区别？
My mind went to two places in the scripture where it gives us an illustration of each one of those.
然后这句话就让我想起来这圣经的两处经节，他给了我们这个解释了这两个词的意思。
Is it only sinners that are rebuked?
是不是只有罪人才会被教训呢？
I don't think so. I think sometimes Christians have to be rebuked.
我相信不是，我相信所有基督徒在有时候也是需要被教训。
What did the Bible say about King David in the Old Testament?
还大家记得圣经的旧约上关于大卫王是怎么说的吗？
One thing it says is that he was a man after God's own heart.
有处一处说大卫是真正合神心意的人。
But yet he fell into a terrible sin, and a sin that any Christian, any man after God's own heart would know is wrong and sinful.
但是大卫王犯了一个极大的罪，这样的罪就是只要是真正合神心意的基督徒绝对不会这么做，都知道这样做是罪。
He fell into adultery, he fell into lying, he fell into murder, he fell into covering up his sin.
我们知道大卫王犯的那个罪，奸淫罪、撒谎，然后又是借刀杀人，然后最后甚至要掩盖他的罪行，又很这一连串的这个罪。
But yet one day, about a year after he had been trying to keep all of this covered, he was not doing too well. He describes his condition in Psalm 32. He says, "When I kept silence, my bones waxed old."
他说我在大概他犯了这个奸淫罪一年以后，大卫王心里头还是不平安。他尽管他试图掩盖这个罪这一年之久，但是他在诗篇三十二篇，他说我的骨头在我身子里面都枯干了。
He said, "Not only my bones wax old, but he said, day and night thy hand was heavy upon me."
他说日日夜夜我的手觉得非常沉重。
He said, "My moisture was turned into the drought of summer."
他说我身体里头好像就是炎热的夏日一样。
That was the king's miserable condition while he was trying to cover his sin.
这就是大卫王当时那个很凄惨的一个境地，因为他是想要试图掩盖他的罪。
But then one day God spoke to a prophet named Nathan.
但是有一天神就跟一个先知拿单说了这样一段话。
I want you to go tell this message to the king.
我要你去跟大卫王给他这个我的信息。
Now, I know enough about Chinese culture that, generally speaking, a common person doesn't go speaking harsh words to a king.
我知道我们中国人的文化里面，一个普通人是不可能来到神面前去教训，不是来到一位王面前来教训这个国王或者皇帝的。
I don't know if the prophet was afraid or not, but he fulfilled what God wanted him to do.
所以我不知道这位先知心里头是不是害怕，但是他仍然是按照神所教训跟他说的就去做了。
Going in, he described this rich man that had lots of sheep, and a poor man that lived beside of him only had one little sheep.
所以先知拿单就跟大卫讲这个故事，他说一个富人家里有很多的羊，但是一个穷人只有一只小羊。
But when the rich man had a guest to come through and stop at his place, the rich man, instead of going to get one of his many, he went and got the one sheep from the poor man.
他就再继续讲这个故事，说这个富人家里来了客人，他要招待客人，他又舍不得从自己的羊群里抓一只来给他吃，所以他就把这个穷人的唯一的一只小羊杀了，来给这个客人吃。
David said that man ought to be put to death. That's not right. Anybody would know that's not right.
所以大卫王说，这个人应该被治死，他这样做是不对的，任何人都知道他不能这么做。
But now listen to the rebuke when the prophet says, "But you're the one that is guilty."
但是你听听这个先知拿单怎么教训他，先知拿单说，你就是这个犯罪的这个妇人。
Now is the prophet going to lose his head, or is the man after God's own heart going to make a change?
那这个先知是不是要被砍头，还是说这个真的合神心意的这位大卫王能够真正的去改变他自己呢？
He accepted the rebuke as coming from God, and I believe that he thought finally, thank God at last, it's out in the open, I might as well confess it. And Psalm 51, he prays his prayer of repentance.
你知道大卫王就接受了先知拿单的教训，因为他知道这教训是来自于神的，而且我相信他心里肯定现在觉得轻松了。他说：“你看我掩盖了这么久，掩盖不住了，现在反而是大家都知道了，也就罢了。我现在就改邪归正了。”
Sometimes Christians were walking the straight and narrow way, but sometimes the temptation becomes so great. Not that God doesn't have the power to keep us, but we yield to those temptations and we need to be rebuked in some way.
我们基督徒是在这条又窄又危险的路上在走，所以但外界的诱惑是非常大的。我们尽管神有足够的力量让我们在这条路上走，但是我们有时候就是被外界的诱惑所吸引，就走偏了。
But then I also read about correcting. It says that God's word is for correcting. And let's take another look at a place in Scripture.
但是他圣经里说到于教训督责，他又说到督责，督责就是要让人能够改邪归正，能够改错。我所以在圣经里又找到一处经节讲到这个督责。
I'm thinking about the Apostle Peter. Peter had his weaknesses and he denied Christ. Jesus very graciously forgave him of his denials.
但是神是充满恩典的, 神又原谅他, 原谅神他,
and now Peter has some more work to do, but yet he's not perfect. He still has some failings in his life.
所以彼得以后就有更多的使命要去完成, 但是呢, 他也不是个完美的人, 所以他以后他生活之中他还会犯错。
So Peter is ministering among the Gentiles and preaching among the Gentiles, and there many, many are coming to Christ as a result of Peter's ministry. But how, remember the time in Acts chapter 10 when Cornelius was praying and God sent and Cornelius sent his helpers to call Peter to come and to explain to them.
大家记得在使徒行传第十章里面, 就是哥尼流他想要信主, 所以他就请他的手下去找彼得来过来带他们信主。
Peter, the man of God, so he goes to Cornelius' house and they have the Gentile Pentecost.
所以彼得是属神的人, 所以他来到哥尼流的家, 他开始 给他们, 就是五旬节的来临, 然后让他们, 很多外邦人一起敬拜。
The Jewish leaders, the church leaders, they hear about what's happening in Cornelius' household, and so they go down to see what's happening, to participate and see if they can help in some way.
当时的犹太宗教领袖就知道这件事儿, 他们就想要看, 他们也来到哥尼流的家看看是不是有些事他们可以帮忙的。
Before they went, Peter was living in the house of Simon the Tanner, which a Jewish person wouldn't do.
因为当时你知道，彼得是住在那个一个削皮匠那个西门的家里头，当时的犹太人是不会住在这个削皮匠家里。Now,
when Peter was pretty much the only Jewish person around, he was eating with the Gentiles, which the Jewish people wouldn't do.
你知道当时 彼得作为犹太人, 他跟这些外邦人一起吃吃喝喝, 所有别的犹太人都不会这么做的, 但当时他们这个外邦人的环境里, 只有彼得这么一个犹太人, 所以他无所谓, 他就跟他们一起吃吃喝。
But when the Jewish leaders came down to check on what was going on, Peter said, oh no, I better not eat with the Gentiles, and so he withdrew and he ate with the Jewish people only.
但是当这些宗教犹太的宗教领袖要过来到哥尼流家看看究竟发生什么事的时候, 彼得有点担心了。 他说我还是不要再跟这些外邦人一起吃喝了，所以他我从这儿搬出去吧，住到犹太人家里去了。
He needed some correction on that prejudice he had in his heart.
所以他心里头他是有偏见的，他对外邦人有这样的偏见，他是需要被督责、被批评的。The
Apostle Paul saw what was happening, and so if you want to read about it, you can read about it in Galatians chapter 2. The Apostle Paul went to Peter and confronted Peter to his face and said to him, what you are doing is wrong. This prejudice has got to go.
你知道当时使徒保罗就, 大家在圣经上可以看到那一段, 使徒保罗就找到了彼得, 而且明明确确地跟他讲, 你这么做是错的, 你心里有偏见, 你不能这样做。
correction. Peter accepted the correction.
而且彼得接受了这样的督责。
Used in a mighty way with God.
他就是按照神的命令来做。
Let's move on to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
我们再看看希伯来书4章12节。
And says, for the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intention of the heart.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、剖开，连心中的意念和主意都能辨明。
When we read the Bible, do we read the Bible as just as any other book, as just dead literature, or do we read the Bible as God's living word?
我们在读圣经的时候，是不是像读别的书一样？这个这些文字就写在上面，就是教条的一些东西。 还是我们把神的这本书当作一本活着的书来读呢?
On the way out of church one morning, one of the lady parishioners said to the pastor, she said, Pastor, I must be honest with you. I've just the reading of the Bible has become so boring to me, and it's just so much hard work for me to read the Bible. What must I do?
一天早上，教会里头一位女信徒就跟牧师说：“牧师，我得跟你说实话，现在这个圣经读起来让我觉得太无聊了，因为我什么都知道了嘛，我天天读，觉得实在是无趣。你，我应该怎么做呢？”
She was reading the Bible like any other book, and she was not seeing it as God's living word speaking and communicating to her.
因为她把这个圣经当作跟别的一切的书一样的在读，她没有把这个圣经当作是神的话语，是活泼的，是有功效的话语来读。
One of my missionary colleagues of years gone by that I appreciated very much, he was always saying when he read the Bible, Lord, apply it to me. What do I need to get from what I'm reading today?
我有一位宣教士朋友，我是非常欣赏他。他一直是这样祷告，每次读经他都这样祷告，主啊，你的话今天要跟我说什么，怎么样运用在我的生活之中。
Because he saw the Bible as God's living word.
因为他看这本这个圣经是神的道，是活泼的，永活的道。
So the pastor said to the ladies, he said, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to give you an assignment to do this week.
所以这个牧师就跟这位女信徒说，这是我要跟你说的，这个星期我就给你一个作业，你回去就这么做。
He said, I want you to choose any portion of the scripture that you choose, and I want you to read it over every day for 6 days, 6 times a day for 6 days.
所以牧师就跟这位女信徒说，我现在给你这个任务，你在圣经里随便的找一段经节，每天读六次，连着读六天。
I want you to look to see how God is speaking to you through his word.
我想要你知道神通过这句话跟你说了些什么。
She came back the following week, and she couldn't wait to report to the pastor what God had done for her that particular week.
这个星期过去了，然后到了下一个主日，这位女信徒就回来，她都等不及的要跟牧师分享她这个星期里神跟她说了什么。
Pastor, I see that God's word is alive and that it is interesting, and I have an interest again in studying the Bible because I'm focused and I want to know what God has to say to me.
她说，哎呀，牧师，她说这个星期真的这个我完全集中于这一段经节，我使劲的去读。我感觉神要跟我说话，神的话真的是活泼的，是活着的，是有功效的，我觉得很有趣了。
I was thinking also this week about that two-edged sword.
所以这个星期我又在想，这个双刃的剑，一切两刃的剑，这个是什么意思？
Sword two edges that are sharp on both sides, it cut either way that it's.
你知道这剑有两边都有刀刃，那就是左右它都能砍，都能劈，所以这个力量是非常强大的。
Oftentimes we mistakenly think that our Christian walk involves what we do on the outsides of our bodies.
我们常常作为基督徒，我们常常以为我们跟神同行，人家看到的都是我们的外在嘛，所以我们的外在要表现得好。
Oh, I think we ought to stay clean, and we ought to stay well dressed, and we ought to stay presentable to the public. But really, that's not what Christianity is, really.
但是我当然相信，我们作为基督徒，我们出去在外面一定是要表现的要很清洁，而且能够衣冠端庄，让人家看到神的形象嘛。但是这个对于基督徒来讲，这可不是真正做基督徒，就是外面看着干净整齐而已。
You see, the word of God goes to where the problem is, and it starts with the problem which is in the heart of man. Jesus said, "It's not what goes in." That defiles a person, but it's what comes out.
因为神的话语是来解决我们的问题的，我们的问题常常是在我们的内心里面。所以耶稣说，你吃进嘴里的东西不见得能让你治病，但是你心里有什么东西才是症结所在。
And that two-edged sword goes down into the joints and the marrow, and it separates right between. It's so sharp it can separate that is wrong and push it away and get rid of it and keep what is good and right.
所以这个两刃的剑，这一柄利剑，要能够剖开魂与灵，骨节与骨髓，把心里头我们真正有错的那个地方，把它给砍下来，给丢弃出去。
Sometimes I would encourage people to make changes on the outside, but you can never really change the inside by changing the outside. But you can change the outside by changing the inside.
我有时候跟人讲，你需要有一些外在的改变，但是呢，我们内里的东西才是更难去改变的东西。你可也许能够改变外在，但是内里
You see, the Apostle Paul on his way to Damascus, you remember that?
大家记得保罗，使徒保罗在去大马色的路上发生的事吗？
On his way to arrest Christians.
他到大马色干嘛去呢？是抓捕基督徒。那时候使徒保罗还叫扫罗呢。
Put them in chains, haul them back to Jerusalem.
他要把他们用锁链锁上，把他们给拽回到这个耶路撒冷去受审。
Oh, but God saw something in the Apostle Paul, and he sent that two-edged sword, and he cut away all of that that Paul wanted to do to destroy the church, and in his place he put that round-shaped, God-shaped hole. He put himself in it, and Paul was changed.
但是神在保罗身上看到了他这个神的形象的这个空洞，所以他用这柄两刃的剑把保罗与外界别的联系都给砍断了，然后神就自己来填补他保罗心里的这个空洞。
You see, here it also says that he is the discerner of the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
这句希伯来书四章十二节还说，他连心中的意念和主意都能辨明。
So God knows us, and so as he looks down on us this morning, what does he see? Does he see a desire in our heart to know him in his fullness?
所以今天神能够看到我们心中的意念和主意，那么神看到你的时候，他看到你的里面是什么呢？是想要去更了解神。去更多读神的话语吗？
It's a choice we all have to make. If I desire to know God better, that's a choice that I'm making.
如果我想要更了解神，这是我所做出的一个选择。
Many things that if we realize that they're a choice, it would solve a lot of problems in our lives.
你知道吗？在我们的生命中，如果我们意识到很多事情都是一个选择的话，可能会省掉我们很多的麻烦。
Husbands and wives that are constantly fighting with each other, if they would only realize this is the person that I have chosen to love and I'm going to love them.
你知道丈夫和妻子常常口角常常吵架的话，你如果在心里头告诉你自己这就是我选择的要共度一生的人，你还会愿意跟他吵架吗？他是我选择要去爱他一生相爱的人。
The divorce courts wouldn't be nearly as busy as what they are.
如果我们都知道这件事的话，离婚法庭估计就不会那么忙碌了。
But you know, when it comes to serving God, I believe God because I've chosen to believe Him.
你知道我们来侍奉神也是一样，我相信神，因为我选择了来侍奉他，这是一个选择。
I want to know him more.
我想要更了解他。
That's a choice that I've made.
这是我做出的一个选择。
And the more I know him, the more I desire to know him because what I find is not bitter, but it's sweet.
我越是了解神，我就越是想要去更认识他，更了解他，因为我在神那里发现的都是甜美的，而不是苦毒的东西。
Okay, if you roll over that next slide, please. Yes. Okay.
下一章。
Okay. Anyway, in the book of Proverbs, it says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me.
在箴言书他说，我爱那些爱我的人，那些寻找我的就会寻见我。
See, this is a choice that we make.
所以这是我们做出的一个选择。
He says also in another place, Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
你的话语是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
Have you ever tried to walk in the dark without some light to guide your path?
你有没有在夜晚漆黑的时候出门走路，一点光都没有？
And he also says in the book of John chapter 17, verse 3, he says, Now this is eternal life. That they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
在约翰福音十七章三节，他说：“认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。”
And the words of the Apostle Paul from Philippians: I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of the resurrection and the participation of His suffering, becoming like Him in His death.
保罗在腓立比书三章十节说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And in the book of James, he tells us to submit ourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
雅各书的四章七节，故此你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Pastor, I've been resisting the devil, but he is not fleeing. What should I do now?
你要是跟牧师说，牧师啊，我一直在试图抵挡魔鬼，但是魔鬼没有离开我啊，我该怎么办呢？
And so when the young man asked me that question, I asked him a question: Have you submitted yourselves to God?
当我们教会一个年轻人问我这个问题的时候，我就问这个年轻人说，你有说是你在抵挡魔鬼，那你有没有顺服神？
Oftentimes we want to quote the last part of that verse by resisting the devil, but the first part of the verse says, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
你知道读这句经句的时候，我们常常就是注意的是后半句，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。这不是个必要条件，不是一个结果啊！如果前面的你们要顺服神没有做到的话，魔鬼就离不开啊！所以必须是这个整个的经句一起来读，要顺服神是前提。
If you want an assignment for this week, look at,
如果这周你们需要想要有一个作业的话
，Look at John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1.
看一看约翰福音一章一节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And so when you get concerned about the political situations, when you get concerned about what's being taught in our schools, when you get concerned about a lot of other things,
如果今天的世界让你觉得心里头很不安，这个世界的这个政治局势啦，这学校里给孩子们教的这些价值观、人生观啦，这世界上各种各样让你觉得不安的事情，你心里头觉得不平安的话。
Let's do what the psalmist did over and over again. When he would fall into trouble, he would tell God about his troubles, and then in a verse or two, he'd be praising God for his greatness and his goodness.
我们看一看这诗篇的作者是怎么样做的。诗篇的作者每当在遇到困难的时候，他就向神祷告，把他的心里的困难、心里这些心里头不平安的东西都交给神，然后在神面前支取力量。
God is good.
神是良善的。
God is good.
神是良善。
And the response? All the time. God is good all the time.
神是美好的，神是美好的，而且神每一次我们呼求他，他都会回应我们。
Even in the day we're living, God is good.
在我们所活的日子里，神是美好的。
And as bad as things are, and even if they get worse, God is still good.
外界的事情无论有多糟糕，甚至会更糟糕，但是神是美好的。
God is good all the time.
神在所有的时候都是美好的。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning for your goodness.
天父，我们为你美好良善来感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, that we have this rock that the psalmist talks about.